Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, January the 26th. It is a great joy to start the final week of January now. And praise the Lord for being on radio again. Hope you had a great day in your house of God on yesterday. And we're going to start a new little mini-series of messages here. I think there's two in this. We're going to begin a message, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But I want to thank you again for listening, and invite a friend and neighbor, if you can, to hear us at this time. I also want to invite you to download the GBI radio app. That's the GBI radio app. And on that app, you're going to find a lot of things. You'll find our internet preaching station, PTG Radio. And we've just had a church donate us over 600 sermons to go on that. And so we're sifting through them and getting them ready and different things. But I praise the Lord for that. And God's doing some good things this year. Hopefully we'll be making some announcements a little later in the year. And you just pray for us. And that we'll do the will of God. I want to go back through some of our supporting churches this year and then others. And then if you're a pastor and you're interested in us coming by and presenting our missions work, I hope that you'll let me do that to let your people know, because individually people can get involved by even downloading the app and listening. And we try to keep the best programming we can on our stations, and then we try to provide for you the Gospel Pulpit that goes out on a lot of stations, and we want to do it right. And so the Gospel Pulpit is reaching a lot of people. My heart's desire would be to go on some new stations this year, but that'll be up to the Lord, and we'll see what He has in mind for that. I want to ever be mindful of the Spirit of the Lord and what God would do. Amen. Now, I start a brand new, little bit of a mini-series of messages today on a zeal that consumes. And really, I got this message as one message, but it ended up being two messages here that we preach from, and I don't really think I even finished it then. But we'll have this week and next week on a zeal that consumes. And I hope that it will be a real blessing from Psalm 119. And I hope you'll get your Bibles and follow along with us there, all right? And let's pray together. Father, will you bless the radio time? Use it for your glory today. Bless the message of the Word of the Lord. May it have free course, God, as it goes out now. And Lord, all that you do, we'll give you honor and glory because you're great. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Now the message of the Word of the Lord. Now in our Bibles today, let us look in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. And I want to share with you what I believe we need for this day. And Psalm 119, and I want to look at a verse number 139. I've never heard a message preached from this verse, and I'm sure some preacher has down through the years. But I was directed to this by the Holy Spirit, and He gave me some things, and I believe it'll be a help to you today. Psalm 119, 139, my zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Now, our Heavenly Father, would you help us as we look into this? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the psalmist is saying here that his zeal had consumed him because of the enemies that had forgotten God's words. Now, the word zeal here is an interesting word. It means ardor. It means heat. It means rays, like the sun's rays. It means a jealousy. It means envy. Really, it means a passion or an ardor in the pursuit of something or of something. Now, what David is saying, or the psalmist is saying here, he's saying this, as we go back in the context of verse, my zeal hath consumed me. In other words, I've got zeal because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. In other words, people's went away from God. And what happened was it gave the psalmist a zeal to do more for God because people had went away from God. Now, quite the opposite may be true in our day. You know, we talk about how bad it is all the time. And instead of getting a zeal to do more for God, we just say, well, we're going to hold the fort. We're living in a day. We're just going to hold everything till Jesus comes. We're sort of like that fellow was it the man gave the one talent, and he went and hid it in a napkin and buried it in the earth. We said, well, we're going to hold that, and then on Judgment Day we'll present to God what we have, because the days are so hard we just can't make it. Well, that ain't what God wants us to do. God wants us to have a zeal to do something for God. Now, the psalmist had a zeal. But there's another word in this verse. The Bible said this. He said, my zeal hath consumed me. Now, that word consumed is an interesting word also. It literally means to annihilate. It literally means to destroy. In other words, the psalmist is saying that I've got such a zeal, my zeal has tucked me over. That's basically what he's saying. Because the people have forgot thy words. People's forgot God's words. People's forgot God's book. He said, I want to have more of a zeal, do things for God. I've got a zeal that's just tucked me over. I've got a zeal that has, that has just consumed me. So I want to preach today on this subject, a zeal that consumes. A zeal that consumes. Now, in this day and hour, I believe you and I, as born-again believers, need a zeal that consumes. You know, no preacher can make anybody do anything for the Lord. Did you know that? And any preacher that thinks he's really being foolish. And in my ministry over the years, I've thought that I could make people do things. And when I pastored a church, I thought I could make people do what I wanted them to do. And I have learned down through the years that people are going to do what they want to do. Every individual is between them and God what they do. And people can do what they want to do. Me, I have a zeal for the Lord. I want to see God's work go forward. I want to get more in tune with God in this day than I've ever been. Because I see my life is short. I see that my days are short upon earth. And they're drawing to a close. I don't have as many years left as I had when I started. I started in radio 40 years ago. I started preaching 41 years ago. I'm into my 42nd year of preaching the Bible. And I've wasted a lot of time. I regret that. But I want a zeal to move forward. I want an ardent, a heated zeal as the sun's rays to go forward for God. And folk, what we need today is not more education. Now, I'm not against it, but I want to tell you something. Education is not the main thing. Everybody puts that up there now. And the preacher's got to be educated, this and that and the other thing. But let me tell you, some of our best preachers was uneducated preachers. And I hate to say that in the sense of that you think, well, you're just going back to the good old days. No, let me say this to you. Now, I've got nothing wrong with being educated. I've got nothing wrong with knowing the dispensations and the doctrines of the Bible. You should know all of that. But the average person out there is not interested in a lot of deep theology. The average person out there wants to know how to live their life. And they want to know from the mail carrier to the factory worker to the policeman to the border agent to the doctor to the nurse to the office worker. They just want to know how to live their life from the Bible. And so God has called me just to be simple. And I believe what we need again today is God to raise some young men and some young women up with a zeal for God. Not a zeal for machinery, mechanicalism. Not a zeal for gimmicking and tricks and all the stuff we have going on in church today. But a zeal for God. The real thing. The real thing. I mean, folk, we just need to get a bunch of people back interested in the real thing. And God is God, my friend. It's not the politics and the churches. It's not all that. But it's God. And I live for God. And I do what I do because I want to have a zeal for God. David said, or the psalmist said, if David wrote Psalm 119, and we're not sure who wrote that psalm, but the psalmist said, my zeal hath consumed me. And I just wonder, does your zeal for the Lord, does it consume you? Is that what you think about? You know, too many people got their mind somewhere else. If I could persuade today through the Holy Spirit some young person to give their life to God. If I could persuade through the Holy Spirit some young preacher to set your soul on fire and decide that I remember the first time 40 years ago, somebody brought me a cassette tape of Hiles preaching on fresh oil. Now, whatever you think about that, that's up to you. But I say this to you, it grabbed a hold of me. It grabbed a hold of me. And from that point on, I wanted that in my life. But I wasted so much of my young ministry. I got into this and into that, and I was very unsettled. And I anything that come along, I tried this and tried that, and made a lot of mistakes. And friend, let me just say it: only in the last few years have I really gotten settled down. I've got comfortable with who I am. As one fellow said about D.L. Moody, I'm not trying to be Ricky Cawthorn. I am Ricky Cawthorn. Amen. And so I'm just comfortable with who I am. I'm going to be who I am until the day I die. And so when I look at that, I want to have a zeal for God. I want to have a zeal that consumes me. I want to have a zeal that would move me forward for God. I hope some of you will do that. I hope some of you young ladies will decide to be preacher's wives. I hope some of you young ladies will decide to give your life for God. Maybe it's to the mission field. Maybe some of you men, maybe some of you preachers would go and plant churches somewhere, even in America or outside America, and you'd go do something for God. I hope this message will get you stirred to do something out of the ordinary for God. Now let's just look at some areas today where we need some zeal. I think number one, we need zeal in prayer. I believe we need a zeal again for prayer. Now, prayer is not easy. Prayer is not easy. Jesus told the disciples, he said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need a zeal for prayer. I need a zeal for prayer. And you know, prayer's laughed at in the day and hour which you and I lived in. Prayer's made fun of. But I want to say that we need a zeal for prayer. We need a zeal for prayer. We need to realize the importance of prayer in our lives. Again, prayer. Going to God, talking to God about things. From everything to our nation, to our circumstances, to our health, to our marital situation, to our children, to our families, to our ministry. Everything. Like one fellow said this to a believer: every failure in life is a prayer failure. Now, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, if you're a born-again Christian, and you fail in an area, it's because of a lack of prayer. Friend, today we've replaced prayer. Social media has replaced prayer. Please don't get mad at me about that. But we can gimmick, we can market, we can do all this stuff. And I'm not against social media. We use it some. But I'm going to say to you that the best thing is prayer. The best thing for you to do, young man, is to go to the pulpit full of the Holy Ghost. That don't mean that you'll run laps around the church necessarily, but it means that you will be controlled by the Spirit of God. Get your messages from God. Let God assign your messages to you that you might preach to the people. Let God do that. Amen. Have a zeal for God. It's not grabbing somebody's outline and saying, well, this will preach. You know, I get tired of hearing that. I'm going to tell you something. We need something from God. If my wife, the Bible said, feed the flock which is among you. If my wife brought me food from the neighbor's house and it was their leftovers, I don't really believe I'd like that too good. I don't believe I would. Not nothing against my neighbors, any of them, and I just don't believe I'd like that. But I like it when she cooks a good meal. I like it when she cooks me a good old pot of pinto beans or a big old pot of beef stew. Amen. You may not like it, but I like that. Amen. And so it is with the preaching of the Word of God. I want a man to preach to me that has been with God. I want a man to preach to me that has talked. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, January the 26th. I certainly appreciate you for listening. You've been listening to a message entitled A Zeal That Consumes, R488-1. That's R488-1. And we'll send that to you free of charge on a CD, or we can email it to you free of charge. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. Until our next broadcast, may God be with you, is my prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.